Okay, item number two I'm worried about with the state testing. I'm worried that the state is going to mandate this is the test that I must give my music kids in first grade to decide if they have learned everything they need to know in first grade music. My problem with that is, one, it's going to take a long time, because if they only ask six questions, how is that a good representation of what the student has learned? So it's going to have to be a substantial test. Second, I am worried that what they deem necessary in music may not be what the kids in my area need. And third, I am worried that by mandating that we must do these specific items, we will take all of the creative time out of music class. I have seen this already in reading and math, in my, you know, in the various schools that I have been in. It happens because it's not very often that we let the kids in, you know, language arts just sit and write. We're not going to take a grade on it. We're not going to check your grammar. We're just going to let you sit and write. And it's going to be called practice. It's going to be practicing good writing skills. And maybe we're going to look at it and talk about, you know, what's good about it and what could be better about it, but we're not going to grade it. We don't do that very often in the public school system because we have such this huge push for testing. In music class, we do it all the time. As a matter of fact, the textbook series that I have in my room has informal assessments that you can do on each and every lesson. And I have huge issues with that because on the first day that I introduce a concept, say eighth notes to my, you know, kindergarten or first grade classes, I don't think it's fair to assess what they've learned in one class. Learning takes time to marinate, to stick. For it to make sense, you need to have minutes, days even, maybe months to think about a concept to fully make it your own. I don't think it's fair to test someone as soon as they've been given the concept. Now, that doesn't have a lot to do with the state testing, but here's what it does have a lot to do with. The minute I start testing everything I do in my class, on the day it's tested, I'm taking daily grades, that puts a lot of pressure on the students. My kids who are good at school are going to step up and they're going to love it because they're going to get a grade, a number that tells them how well they did every class period. My kids that struggle or are unsure of themselves are going to hate it. They are going to go into shutdown mode because they would rather get a horrible grade that says clearly that they did not try than to get a grade for trying and have it be bad. And here's how I know that will happen. I have seen it happen in my classroom. On the days, you know, I try always to give 2 or 3 weeks for a concept before I say any indication that we're going to be having a test on it. And when we finally get to the day where we're taking a test on it, I always make sure to say something along the lines of, this is going to be easy because we've been doing it in class for 3 weeks. So, you know, no big whoopee-doo here. We're going to just sit down and do what we've been doing for 3 weeks, and I'm going to write down that you can do it. And that'll be the end of that. I was reading an article in my Google Reader written by a first grade teacher. She also happens to be a mom. She has always handed out and assigned something called a reading log to her kids, which is where the kids get a piece of paper and their parents and them are supposed to write down how many minutes of reading they do at home every night. And there is a minimum requirement of 20 minutes. Now, here's what she's noticed. She said she finally, her youngest daughter got to a grade level where they require these reading logs, and her youngest daughter was a voracious reader. She would read all of the time of her own free will. Now that she has a reading log that she has to write down how many minutes that she's reading, she reads exactly 20 minutes every night, no more, no less. She does not read for fun. She reads because it needs to get done. That is what I am worried will happen in my music classes. They will do it because it needs to get done. Not because they are learning anything, not because it's fun, not because it gives them joy, not because they're passionate about it. They will do it because it's going to be tested and we need to know it for the test. And I shudder to think what that will look like for me as a teacher, that I am teaching things because I know it's going to be on the test. You know, am I going to have to spend 3 times longer on note reading because I know that it's going to be on the test, and perhaps, you know, singing with expression is not, because how do you test that with a paper and a pencil? That's my worry, that it will suck the joy of music and learning right out of my classes. I do not want that to happen. I have always been excited that I don't have to worry about those state tests as a music teacher. It is one of the joys of my job. The kids just learn. That's what I want in my room. Joyful learning, not stressed out test taking. Talk to you later.